episode 10. Rob, we made it to double digits.
I know. It's hard to believe.
That's exciting. We'll be double digits for a little while now. So for today's episode, I thought it might be interesting, instead of us babbling on about ourselves and how fantastic and amazing and handsome we are, it'd be interesting to sort of pick a well-known brand and talk about that brand and give sort of our thoughts, our opinions, any funny anecdotes or personal experiences. You know, a brand sometimes is defined as the generalized sum of all parts, right? I mean, part of the Starbucks brand is the experience of being in Starbucks. It's not necessarily just drinking the coffee itself, right? It's not the logo on the cup, but it is the entire experience of Starbucks, right? So for today's podcast, I thought it might be interesting to pick a very well-known global brand, Adidas. Adidas, right? Been around for a long time. And has their fingers or tendrils, dare I say, in a lot of different places, right? Obviously, mostly apparel, mostly footwear, but they do a little bit of everything from time to time, right? Branded merch and things like that, right? Sports, outfitting, uniforms, kits, jerseys, things like that, right? So Adidas, I think everyone is very familiar with that brand. So I figured we'd start broad and talk about Adidas. What do you think?
Yeah, there's it's an interesting brand, I think, for a lot of different reasons. For me, growing up playing soccer as a kid, they've always made great soccer shoes. That's always been a thing. And so I remember growing up, they had a shoe called soccer cleat called the Copa Mundial, which I still wear to this day.
Nice.
In my old geezer league.
Yeah, you're still rocking the soccer player.
But I think, you know, thinking of that, we were talking the other day about the story that's been circulating online because Pele, the great Brazilian soccer star, passed away recently.
Sure.
And that sort of uncovered an old story.
Well, they've also been, let me interrupt. They've also been in the news because of the lawsuit, right?
Well,
they're going back and forth on a lawsuit about brand
the lawsuit,
and trademark.
There's Yee.
Yeah. I mean, they're Adidas. They're always in the news.
They're always right? in the yeah. news.
All right. Time back in. Sorry to interrupt
that. No, all good. But it was an interesting anecdote about Pele and sort of Adidas and Puma. And so the story, as I understand it, was, there were two brothers in Germany that started the shoe company together.
Okay.
And I don't remember what the original name of the shoe company was.
Okay.
But that's not the important part. The important part is they didn't get along so well.
Okay.
And so they each kind of went their separate ways. And one of the brothers founded Adidas.
Okay.
And the other brother founded Puma.
Okay. Interesting.
And so they were this sort of these competing brands. And so they made a deal. When the World Cup came around in 1970 and Pele was playing in the World Cup, and he was sort of the big anticipated star of the Brazilian national team in the World Cup in 1970. And so the two brothers actually made a pact that it would be way too expensive and that neither one of the companies was going to go out and solicit any sort of deal with Pele.
Okay.
A shoe deal with Pele. They weren't going to do it. So it was sort of a brother's handshake.
Okay.
That they weren't going to do this. Well.
Interesting.
Somebody didn't.
One of the brothers did not play by the rules. Okay.
And what they did was it was Puma. And Puma kind of went behind Adidas's back.
Okay, interesting.
And went to Pele and said, hey, we're going to pay you $127,000.
$127,000. That's such a random.
Not $127,000, sorry. $120,000 in 1970.
Okay. $120,000.
Which is a lot of money.
Okay.
And we want you to wear our shoes in the match.
Okay.
But what we need you to do is right before, once you guys get on the field.
Okay.
And you're standing in the circle about ready to kick off.
Okay.
I want you to look over at the referee and tell him to hang on. And you're going to kneel down and tie both of your shoes.
Stop 1 second here, ref.
Yeah.
I need to tie my shoes.
Exactly.
Okay.
So sure enough, and you can go back on YouTube and find the footage. It's pretty interesting. But
hilarious.
Then, of course, they paid a cameraman to zoom in on Pele tying his shoes at the beginning of the match.
Fantastic.
Wearing the Puma shoes.
Okay.
And it's a nice leisurely shoe tie. I mean,
he takes
a little while. He's very meticulous about the tying of the shoes.
Well, he is Pele. I mean, he's got to tie those shoes properly.
So he ties the shoes, and they get, you know, however many seconds of airtime for this.
Basically for free media time, right? Even though they paid people off, right? What did we pay the cameraman? We have no idea what the cameraman took home.
Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? But it totally worked. I think the stories I read, it was Puma had biggest year ever in sales.
Of course they did.
Again, look it up. You can find the story and the whole thing. But that was pretty interesting. But that was kind of like I don't know, the first instance I know of where you heard of like Adidas being in sort of crossing over into pop culture or sports or something like that, which I thought was kind of cool. And then, of course, I think about the 80s and I think about Run DMC. You talk about, I mean, they were head to toe Adidas.
Absolutely.
They had Rev and Run. And they
basically
had,
sponsored by Adidas.
Yeah. They had
to the point where I believe they wrote a song about Adidas, right?
Yeah, I mean, My Adidas.
My Adidas was the song.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that, I think, just further cemented that brand. I mean, that was MTV heyday.
Oh, where, yeah, where for
had, where you had My Adidas and everybody rocking the fat laces and the, the Adidas shoes.
Well, you played soccer growing up, so obviously you had sort of the tie to the performance footwear. Right. I would say that my Adidas, consuming of the product, right, is mostly in just sort of leisure footwear, right? Not an athletic
footwear. You have them on now.
But I've got Adidas on right now. I actually legitimately have on Adidas.
It's true.
And I love Adidas. They fit my feet way better than Nike, but that's just a personal thing. And again, no one's out here running 5Ks or any marathons or whatever. I mean, I'm just talking like normal daily tennis
walk around,
shoes. Sneakers.
Walk around shoes.
Sneakers. Yeah, right?
Sneakers.
Yeah. I don't know why we call them tennis shoes because, do we play tennis? I mean, tennis shoes are a thing. Versus sneakers. So anyway, Adidas. But I've got a lot of pair of just regular old Adidas. I don't know what this model is, but so I'm more on the, you know, leisurely footwear.
The lifestyle.
And lifestyle, yeah. Right? Although we had mentioned that we both love Atlanta United, have season tickets to Atlanta United, and most of MLS, I believe, is sponsored by Adidas, right? So all of their apparel is Adidas.
Right.
So all of our branded merch and whatnot is Adidas.
I also remember, too, as a kid, I don't know if you got... you guys did this out in California where you were growing up, but as kids, it was, you know, Adidas. It was All Day I Dream About Sports.
Correct.
That was the acronym.
Yeah.
But when we were like 12-year-old, 13-year-old boys,
it became a little.
Yeah. All Day I Dream About Sex.
Exactly. It went raunchy.
It went raunchy.
Yeah. Well, that's what 13-year-olds
if the word sex is raunchy, I guess.
Yeah.
But then that too, I mean,
in the 80s it was.
Yeah. I mean, whoever would have seen that. It's not like they thought to market that.
Yeah.
It just became a thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was no internet back then, and clearly it happened here in the South, and then it made it all its way to San Francisco. So, I mean, it definitely was a thing.
And there were some, I'm sure there were some poignant debates about which it actually, it could be All Day I Dream About Surfing.
Yeah.
Or skating.
I guess it could have been.
Or soccer.
I don't think it was, though. I think when you're a 13-year-old boy.
It was sex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it definitely was.
Sex related.
It definitely was.
But that's not what we're here to talk about in terms of regards to Adidas. So I think, you know, from a performance brand, would you consider, I come at it more from a leisure, as I mentioned, right? But I think of Nike and Under Armour maybe as more like the selling the competition of spirit, right? More, or the spirit of competition, excuse me, I said that backwards. You know, more performance. I'm going to go running. I'm going to go training. I'm going to go, you know, that type of thing. I don't know that I personally view Adidas as like a high-end performance, even though I literally just said they sponsor all of the professional soccer teams, you know?
Well, I think if you look at like a Nike, you've got all of the difference. Like you've got Nike running. You've got, you know, Nike skating even.
Sure,
you've got
Nike football, hockey, all the stuff.
I think when you think about Adidas, most people, or at least in my brain, I don't really think, I think about tennis. I know Adidas has always had a big tennis component. Because I used to wear the short tennis shorts with the Adidas logo on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yvonne Lendl era shorts.
Yes. Can I hear a Boris Becker?
Yeah, exactly. but for me, it's always been soccer just because I've always kind of played and followed along with soccer. And they always made very technically great soccer shoes.
Sure.
You know, although I do have a pair of Adidas running sneakers.
Okay.
But they're not what I would consider like performance running shoes, like a Brooks or a you know, go have them fitted.
Type of shoe. It's an interesting brand in that I don't want to say, I mean, it is an upper echelon brand, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Right. And it has been around for a number of years as we're just literally saying anecdotes about the '70s. Right. So they've got tremendous runway and they are a global brand.
Yeah.
Obviously. Right.
For sure.
I can only speak from my little piece of how I interact with the brand. You're obviously speaking from your side, but it does seem like that good, ubiquitous, middle of the road, a little bit for everyone, not necessarily specializing in anything. Again, that's just me. You're thinking about it more soccer specific, but I think about it more of a active lifestyle brand versus specificity of sport, maybe.
Well, I think if you think about it from a, obviously they have the, you know, their sort of marketing initiatives globally are ginormous. But then you think about a brand like that too, when they do, you know, a tie-in with Yeezy or Ye or whomever.
Whatever we're calling
whatever
him.
Whatever we're calling him these Kanye. Days. Kanye, right. And you always think about partnerships like that, and it's, I don't want to say it's a what could go wrong, because we all saw Lance Armstrong and Nike and that whole tie-in.
Yeah, that went wrong.
But it is interesting to see another example of that, of a high-end, big money sponsorship.
Yeah, global icon.
Global icon partnership business deal. I mean, we're talking, forget the marketing component of it. That's just part of it. But an actual business deal, and to see that, you know, I mean, in the case of Kanye, I mean, he implodes.
Yeah. And Adidas is keeping all that. And I believe they're rebranding it, right? Isn't that what
there's a lot of debate as to whether or not it will sell, what they're going to keep. What do you do in that situation?
Yeah.
Obviously you want to distance yourself from that.
Yeah.
And that sort of person.
Well, that offshoot and partnership clearly is the opposite of the high performance that we're discussing. I mean, that clearly is more of a fashion.
It's lifestyle.
More of a lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? And then tied to the Kanye brand, mm-hmm. right? And it is a very unique looking piece of footwear, whether you think it's ugly or not. It is definitely...
Oh, it's ugly.
It's wacky looking, right? Yeah, it's a strange looking thing. But it attracts a certain audience because of the power of Kanye, right? Sure. So, you know, if you're Adidas, do you rebrand that and just brand it something else, even though everybody knows exactly where it came from?
Right.
You know, or, you know, can you keep the name? I don't know. It seems like a messy divorce.
Adidas says it expects to lose $246 million in profits by canceling that line.
Okay. So almost 250 mil. They're just
almost
writing
off. Almost
$250 million
that they're just writing off.
Wow.
Because he flipped out.
Well, you've already got the molds, you've already got the materials, you've already got everything designed.
Yeah.
You know, I would, you know, package that baby up and change the color and stick it back out there, right? Try to recoup some of that money, right?
Depends on what the...
Depends on the toxicity.
You know. Depends on the paperwork, who owns what.
Yeah, well, there is that. There is that. And the temperature check on the toxicity of the icon that you're tied to. You know, you mentioned Lance Armstrong. I mean, he seemed to go pretty toxic pretty quick.
Very quickly.
You know, I mean, to the point where even Livestrong, right, which may be part of the greatest part of his legacy, not legacy, but his journey, right, in terms of raising so much money and doing legitimate good in the world.
Like, absolutely.
Livestrong was, we're out. Like, uh-uh. You can't
do it.
You're off the board. Like, you're too toxic for this, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously him being a cancer survivor himself, right? So, I mean, it's that went pretty toxic pretty quick.
But you know? Think about the strength of those brands, both Nike and Adidas. And Nike, you know, that was a big deal at the time, but in hindsight, Nike's fine.
Yeah, Nike's fine.
And Adidas is going to be fine.
Well, and Nike has, I want to say, more runway with controversial type celebs, because they partner with so many athletes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And some athletes pan out, some athletes don't.
Right.
You know, I think about Colin Kaepernick as relates to Nike, right? And that's a positive for some folks and a negative for some folks, right? I would say it's more positive than
probably
not.
Probably more positive
than
not.
Yeah. But there is that backlash in the press of, oh, I'm burning my this. There's always the contrarians, right? I think it's definitely worked out in favor of Nike in regards to that. But I mean, just a lightning rod when you tie to, you know, a sports or endorsement in general, I think Nike has been through maybe more of those sort of flare ups and downs. I'm less familiar with that happening with Adidas. I mean, Yee is very current, so it's in the news right now. That's why we're talking about it. But, I can't think of anybody else of Adidas. I'm sure there are. I'm just spacing right now.
Yeah, I don't know who else. That certainly was their high-profile partnership.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not sure which soccer stars or that they partner with. I don't know.
Anything else about Adidas? I mean, again, I think about it as a fashion brand. I love the footwear. It's super comfortable.
I love the logo.
Yeah, I do love the logo.
I think it's super cool.
The three stripes?
Yeah.
So I like how they are Nike-ing it up, too, and you'll see more and more where they're dumping the lowercase Adidas.
Yeah.
And it's just the three stripes.
It's reached that point.
Which I like.
It's reached that point of recognizability for sure.
Yeah.
Adidas. There you go.
All right. Two guys' thoughts on Adidas.
That's right. We'll leave it there. Of course, you can go find us on the interwebs if you are so inclined. at mocktheagency.com. And then you can find us on the socials too at Mock the Agency. And if you are so inclined to leave us a review.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Glowing or otherwise. Better.
Yeah.
Glowing or otherwise. We take all feedback. Or have any thoughts or ideas or topics you think might be interesting to chat about.
Yeah.
We'll do it. So until next time.